You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Cover your style, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is challenging GOP frontrunner Donald Trump to a one-on-one debate.
Say, Donald, I'll take you on one-on-one on the debate. Anytime, any place. You name it, and I'll do it.
Both candidates were in South Florida Monday when a moderator asked Bush what he would say if Donald Trump walked into the room. The full field of GOP presidential candidates is scheduled to debate January 14th in South Carolina. The Texas affluenza teen wanted for violating his probation is under arrest. The now 18-year-old Ethan Couch first made news in 2013 when he was sentenced to 10 years probation after killing four people in Texas while driving drunk. His lawyers argued that he didn't know right from wrong because of his affluent upbringing. He was arrested yesterday evening along with his mother in Mexico. The family of a 12-year-old fatally shot last year by Cleveland Police says they are not surprised after hearing a grand jury will not indict the officers involved. Tamir Rice's family released a statement accusing Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty of abusing and manipulating the grand jury process to orchestrate a vote against indictment. USA Radio News.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th Gen Core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th generation Intel Core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-one, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
With flu season upon us, it's not too late to protect yourself. USA's Anthony Lucero has more.
Well, flu season has begun in the U.S., and cases are expected to rise in the coming weeks. Dr. Susan Rehm with the Cleveland Clinic says the best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine, and the sooner you get it, the better.
It takes somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks for the vaccine to be fully effective. That's why it's important to get vaccinated as early as possible during flu season.
Experts say flu viruses spread mainly by airborne droplets from coughing, sneezing. It's also possible to pick up the flu by touching a contaminated surface and then touching your mouth, nose, or eyes. People over 65, young children, pregnant women, and people with chronic conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease are at a higher risk for developing serious complications from the flu. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Well, even though Christmas is over, people are still out there shopping. Brian Hoyt is a shopping expert with RetailMeNot.com.
About 7 in 10 Americans have told RetailMeNot in a recent survey that they are headed back to the malls post-Christmas. to take advantage of these post-holiday sales.
RetailMeNot says most people are returning gifts, taking advantage of retailers' excess inventory, and using gift cards they got as Christmas gifts. Typically, 33% of consumers will return a gift they got during the Christmas season. More than 43% of consumers who got a gift card over Christmas will use it to make a purchase in January, while around 28% of those people will use it sometime in December. Around 60% are motivated to shop by low prices. 1% would be persuaded to shop by great deals. Brian Hoyt with RetailMeNot.com says return gifts and people searching for great deals may go hand in hand.
Those gifts are typically inspected for damage and then restocked and put back on the shelves, often at a clearance price. And so there's an opportunity to get that TV that you wanted potentially for less because someone returned it and didn't want it.
Brian Hoyt says smart shoppers come prepared.
One of the best opportunities for consumers to save is to be prepared and make sure that they're walking around with that mobile computer in their pocket, their cell phone, armed with all of the cost-saving tools that they have the capacity.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad, so sad.
program, no drugs, shows, conductingism, fat cage, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Today on HuntChamberRadio.com, I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technologies that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology, news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntchamberradio.com. Phone number is 237-0410. And to contact me outside the show, my website is bluepantherbiz.com. Well, here we are, the last week of December. And last tech show of December in the year, and I'm sure everybody's gotten some really cool tech gadgets, and I'm sure there's a wish list of things that they wish they had gotten, and another wish list of things that they're planning on getting in 2016. As tech continues to evolve, it certainly will be what people are looking for. So we have news about what's going on in tech, and that's my mission here at Tech Today. So let's get you caught up immediately. Let's find out what's going on. First is a Yahoo News article. It says Cisco wins a U.S. patent dispute over Wi-Fi technology. So this will give you some insight into where Wi-Fi is going. Andrew Chung of Reuters reported yesterday that Cisco did not infringe on a patent-holding company's Wi-Fi technology. A U.S. appeals court ruled on Monday, reversing a near $64 million judgment against the networking equipment maker in the long-running patent dispute. After 8 years of litigation that also included a trip to the U.S. Supreme Court, the decision from the U.S. Court of Appeals from the Federal Circuit said Cisco was not liable for directly infringing or inducing others to infringe a patent held by Comil USA LLC on a way to help spread wireless signals over a large area where multiple access points are needed. Cisco General Counsel Mark Chandler said the company was gratified by the ruling. The patent never had anything to do with our products, and the millions of dollars spent defending this unmeritorious suit are a travesty, he said. Representatives for Comil could not be reached for comment on Monday. Texas-based Comil USA sued Cisco in 2007, shortly after buying the patent from an Israeli company, Comil Ltd. According to court documents, Cisco has called it a non-practicing entity, referring to a company that primarily makes money by licensing patents instead of making products. In 2011, A federal jury in Texas found that Cisco had induced infringement by encouraging the customers to use Cisco products that infringe Kamel's patent. The jury awarded Kamel almost $63.8 million in damages, and a judge subsequently added $10.3 million in interest. In 2013, the Washington, D.C.-based Federal Circuit, the nation's top appeals court specializing in patent issues, ordered a new trial, saying that Cisco should have been able to mount a defense based on its good faith belief that Kamel's patent was invalid. The Supreme Court in May said that defense was not legitimate, throwing out the ruling and sending the case back to the Federal Circuit. Three-judge Federal Circuit panel on Monday again ruled in favor of San Jose, California-based Cisco. The panel said that when it was last considered the case, it did not consider some of Cisco's arguments that it did not infringe on the patent. In weighing those arguments this time, the panel said that substantial evidence did not support the jury's findings. The case is Kamel USA LLC versus Cisco in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, number 12-1042. So it's unfortunate, but chances are that technology is obsolete. I don't know specifically what patent they're talking about, but you go 8 years later, and we're on a completely different wavelength in terms of Wi-Fi technology nowadays. So I don't know. At some point, it just becomes moot. But I understand we need to protect people and make sure that people's ideas are not infringed upon. But, man, the world of technology obsoletes a lot of things very quickly, and so that's unfortunate that we're fighting over something that probably isn't even being used or in existence anymore. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome back to Tech Today. We just finished up an article about Cisco and how they were having a lawsuit about Wi-Fi. Well, another company, Samsung, has been fighting with Apple for years for many of the smartphone industry. And here's an article about Samsung and where they're moving with their products. Reuters reports yesterday from Yahoo.com that Samsung Elec sells new chip for health-focused wearables. So just to give you some insight into where the handheld tech industry is going, tech giant Samsung Electronics said Tuesday it is starting to sell a new processor aimed at health-focused wearable products, seeking to tap into a fast-growing market. The new chip is the first that can take multiple measurements, including body fat, skin temperature, and heart rate, as well as process the information collected by itself, Samsung said in a statement. To help clients accelerate product development using the chip, the firm said it was developed reference platform products, such as a wristband, to demonstrate the chip's capabilities. The step comes amid a push by tech firms to develop and sell wearable products, such as smartwatches, that offer a variety of health-related features, including data collection and monitoring. Some firms are seeking to launch sophisticated products capable of detecting and monitoring more serious diseases to tap into a market that Surian Research said would be worth more than $41 billion in 2020. Samsung began mass production of the new chips in December. It said the processor will power a new device to be launched in the first half of 2016. But declined to elaborate on the maker of that device. So you can see we're continuing to try to traverse down that path of wearable technology for health. And I did an article a couple years ago about a doctor in San Diego who does all of his patient monitoring with an Apple iPhone, and including cardio and X-rays and CT scans. Amazing. So check that out if you want to go and Google that. It's really quite amazing to show you how efficient a doctor can be with a handheld device. Samsung continues to be in the news. It has Samsung Pay. Okay, so another thing that's dominating our market is all these different companies are looking for a way to electronically pay and do away with credit cards. So Samsung Pay plans to enable U.S. online shopping in 2016, so says Reuters' Nandita Bose yesterday. So Nandita says that Samsung Electronics plans to expand its fledgling mobile payment service in the United States next year, allowing users to shop online and with more smartphones that support the electronic wallet. Lower-priced Samsung phones will likely start offering that mobile wallet within the next year, Thomas Ko, global co-general manager of Samsung Pay, said in an interview. The service debuted in South Korea on just a handful of high-end Samsung phones, including the Galaxy Note 5, the Galaxy S6 Edge, the Galaxy X6, and the S6 Edge Plus. Wider handset availability of Samsung Pay, as well as online payment support, is coming soon. He did not commit on which countries, other countries, Samsung Pay would expand to. Samsung Pay has already scored a lead over its major rivals, Apple and Android, by launching its U.S. service on September 28th with technology that is widely used as most stores. Apple Pay and Alphabet Inc.'s Android Pay require retailers to install new equipment. By accepting payments online, Samsung Pay will compete with established rival PayPal Holdings, as well as newcomers such as Visa Inc.'s Visa Checkout. Mobile wallets have struggled to find favor in the United States, which has also been slower than Europe and Asia to adopt technologies such as credit cards embedded with microchips. Samsung Pay is already the most widely accepted mobile wallet in the United States because it is compatible with new and older credit card terminals and do not require any special arrangements with retailers. For instance, shoppers at Walmart stores or Target can pay by just waving their smartphones with the app. By contrast, Apple Pay, launched in September 2014, requires retailers to install new equipment that supports near-field communications, compatible with its service, which was hindered widely acceptance. For Samsung, moving online could be a smart move, James Wester, Research Director in Global Payments at IOC Financial Insights, said. It will help them build customer habit, and they can benefit from that when U.S. consumers transact in stores. While Samsung Pay is the most widely accepted mobile wallet, customer adoption remains a hurdle because many shoppers find it not worth the trouble to use a service that swiping a credit card is just as easy, he noted. Samsung Pay had an average of 8 transactions per U.S. user within the first 4 weeks of its launch, the company said. So let's review real quick, because we did this, we talked about this last year, that Apple Pay and back then Google Pay or whatever it is, Google Wallet, required near-field communications. That's the technique where you take your phone, and certain phones have the ability to transfer information between the two as they get closer or they touch. So the retailers were going to have to install these new near-field communication terminals, and it was going to cost them a significant amount of money, or it's going to cost Visa or MasterCard to do it. And hey, let's face it, when you're putting in that much money, you're losing money. So Apple and Google Wallet were hoping for the adoption, and which would kind of force the hand of Visa and MasterCard to put in these terminals. But they haven't. And what's happening is Samsung comes along and comes up with a new technique where, by using the Samsung Pay, you don't have to have this near-field communications technology so that other smartphones can work. And therefore, people who want to use it and avoid credit cards now have an option, especially in a fairly popular type of phone. So Samsung is leveraging its opportunity to have people use their Samsung Pay and helping out the retailers by avoiding the need for purchasing this near-field communications terminal. So all in all, it puts Apple and Google Wallet in a bind, whether they have to come up with another choice. Might be the right thing. All right, it's 10:29. We're going to take a break, do the news and the weather, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is challenging GOP frontrunner Donald Trump to a one-on-one debate.
Say, Donald, I'll take you on one-on-one in a debate. Anytime, any place, you name it, and I'll do it.
Both candidates were in South Florida Monday when a moderator asked Bush what he would say if Donald Trump walked into the room. The full field of GOP presidential candidates is scheduled to debate January 14th in South Carolina. The Texas affluenza teen wanted for violating his probation is under arrest. The now 18-year-old Ethan Couch first made news in 2013 when he was sentenced to 10 years probation after killing four people in Texas while driving drunk. His lawyers argued that he didn't know right from wrong because of his affluent upbringing. He was arrested yesterday evening along with his mother in Mexico. The family of a 12-year-old fatally shot last year by Cleveland police says they are not surprised after hearing a grand jury will not indict the officers involved. Tamir Rice's family released a statement accusing Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty of abusing and manipulating the grand jury process to orchestrate a vote against indictment. USA Radio News.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. Sixth-generation Intel Core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as top-battery graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th-generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-one, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
With flu season upon us, it's not too late to protect yourself. USA's Anthony Lucero has more.
Well, flu season has begun in the U.S., and cases are expected to rise in the coming weeks. Dr. Susan Rehm with the Cleveland Clinic says the best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine, and the sooner you get it, the better.
It takes somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks for the vaccine to be fully effective. That's why it's important to get vaccinated as early as possible during flu season.
Experts say flu viruses spread mainly by airborne droplets from coughing, sneezing, or talking. It's also possible to pick up the flu by touching a contaminated surface and then touching your mouth, nose, or eyes. People over 65, young children, pregnant women, and people with chronic conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease are at a higher risk for developing serious complications from the flu. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Well, even though Christmas is over, people are still out there shopping. Brian Hoyt is a shopping expert with RetailMeNot.com.
About 7 in 10 Americans have told RetailMeNot in a recent survey that they are headed back to the malls post-Christmas to take advantage of these post-holiday sales.
RetailMeNot says most people are returning gifts, taking advantage of retailers' excess inventory, and using gift cards they got as Christmas gifts. Typically, 33% of consumers will return a gift they got during the Christmas season. More than 43% of consumers who got a gift card over Christmas will use it to make a purchase in January, while around 28% of those people will use it sometime in December. Around 60% are motivated to shop by low prices, while 7% would be persuaded to shop by great deals. Ryan Hoyt with RetailMeNot.com says return gifts and people searching for great deals may go hand in hand.
Those gifts are typically inspected for damage and then restocked and put back on the shelves, often at a clearance price. And so there's an opportunity to get that TV that you wanted potentially for less because someone returned it and didn't want it.
Brian Hoyt says smart shoppers come prepared.
One of the best opportunities for to save is to be prepared and make sure that walking around with that mobile computer in their pocket, their cell phone, armed with all of the cost-saving tools that they have the capacity to use while they're in the mall to take advantage of these sales.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, the time is 10:35. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're up to 40 degrees in Flemington. Still got some rain in the area. It's going to have some precipitation through the rest of the morning. Today is December 29th, 2015, and It's overcast with some rain showers still in the air. 42, actually, is the current temperature. Showers early, cloudy in the afternoon. 53 will be the high, chance of rain 40%. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 38, and overcast tomorrow with 55. Sun and a few passing clouds on Thursday with a high of 49. New Year's Eve, a low of 31. Some clouds early will give way to generally clear conditions overnight on Friday night, but mostly sunny skies and a 43 on New Year's Day. Sunny skies on Saturday, 44, and sunny skies and a high of 45 on Sunday. Temperatures in our area. The rain showers are clearing out now. We have 48 over in Raritan, 40 in Lebanon, 40 in Tewksbury, 41 in Ringo's, 42 in Kingwood, and 41 in Frenchtown. Stay tuned for more of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com right now. All right, welcome back. We are finishing up with the holiday season, but I'm sure people are still going after whatever they didn't get the presents that they wanted and or have gift cards, or they're going to see some relatives and friends a little bit later on and still can go shopping. So here's an interesting point of view. Here's what those 3 million new Amazon Prime members were after, and it isn't low prices. So says the Industries and Tags website under bizjournals.com. And it's the article is written by Ashley Stewart. And she says, Amazon subscriptions-based Prime service grew by more than 3 million members in 1 week, the company announced on Sunday. According to analysis from Amazon, customers aren't only after low prices. The reason people like Amazon isn't because of price anymore. It's because of customer service, says Pat Johnson of Seattle-based retail strategist firm Atwalt and Johnson. So that's not just about being responsive to customers when they need something. It's about predicting what customers need before they know they need it. A recent study from Silicon Valley-based Bloomreach, the firm which earlier this year said customers are no longer Googling products but Amazoning them, found 43% of U.S. shoppers said the main reason they use Amazon is the retailer's ability to, quote, intuitively find or predict exactly what they want more quickly. Only 33% listed lower prices as the biggest driver for choosing Amazon. Amazon has expanded its Prime service to include benefits for members, including two-day or less free shipping and special deals and discounts, plus added services including video and music streaming services with exclusive content. The perks are important drivers for Prime subscriptions, which boosts Amazon's bottom line. The more people the company can convince to sign up for its membership, the more they'll spend on stuff from Amazon.com. Nearly half of first-year subscribers spend at least $800 on Amazon each year, according to RBC Capital Markets. Nearly 70% of customers spend that much after 4 years as a subscriber. One of the subscription's biggest draws is the 1-2 hour Prime Now delivery service, now in more than 20 cities. The service operated until 11:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve. It's one of Amazon's many efforts to speed up delivery. Amazon doesn't release numbers on Prime subscribers, but according to a recent estimate, the company's subscribe base has grown to 50 million customers in the U.S. and as many as 80 million globally. About 40% of Amazon customers in the U.S. have Prime memberships, up from 25% in 2013. So, once again, searching continues to be a driver of customer satisfaction and direction. Google has had their hands on searching for years, and it's always been that way for finding information. Google has a separate menu item for shopping. And I had noticed,
ironically, over the last couple of months that whenever I did any Googling for shopping, Amazon wasn't showing up in the Google results. Or maybe that's coincidence, or maybe it's intentional. So most of the time I would do my shopping on Google, get certain things, and then I would go over to Amazon as well and run it through there. So it turns out I have to, anytime I'm shopping for anything, especially for tech products, I happen to do it in two different places and start to investigate how to get that best deal. So you have to realize that these services are competing with one another, and they might not be showing you everything that they need to show you with regard to the results. So bear that in mind. All right, so we're moving on from there, and we usually do this when we do Tech Day. It's Yahoo Tech. Brad Reed of BGR News on December 28th says 8 paid iPhone apps that are on sale for free today. So if you had are looking for certain apps, you might have some options here that you might find intriguing. So let's find out what they are. So this is all for iPhone, and the first one is Note Ledge Ultimate. Normally it sells for $1.99, but Note Ledge Ultimate is an all-in-one note-taking app that gives you everything you need to take notes and organize multimedia content. The app comes with versatile editing tools for you to type, write, draw, insert photos, create tables, record video and audio, clip website contents, and personalize your notes with stickers, templates, and covers. With the powerful file manager, you can add notes to your iOS or Google Calendar, share via email or social media, and backup sync across all devices. So there you have it, note-taking. Note Ledge is a perfect tool for teachers who want to document the journeys of their students, students who want to take more effective notes in class, collect ideas, and make cheat sheets, artists and designers who want to sketch ideas and record their artistic processes, creatives who want to keep daily journals, draw sketch notes, and record amazing moments in life, business professionals who want to facilitate communication with visual aids and visual aids and mind maps. So there you go. Moving on from there, we have a couple. We have 7 more to go. So the next one after.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, skipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad. Feels so sad. The lonely apartment she dwells. She posts another letter to the silent fire. People gather around her and she finds it hard to stay alive. It's just another day.
All that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway here. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts
in from other states to help out with a Christmas Eve power outage.
We pre-positioned our crews in anticipation of the storm, so we upped the number of crews that would be available to respond to an outage.
The Christmas weekend just won't end for hundreds of thousands of Americans. Nasty winter weather has snarled thousands of flights. More than 2,900 flights were canceled nationwide yesterday, including more than 700 at Chicago's O'Hare International. More delays and cancellations are expected today. The mayor of Cleveland is promising an administrative review into the police shooting death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. A grand jury yesterday cleared the police officers who shot him last year as he brandished what turned out to be a toy gun. Boston police say they don't believe bomb threats against the city received by police in New York are credible. Boston police were informed of the threat by the NYPD yesterday, saying it came from an anonymous 911 call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this weekend, which means it's officially last minute. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries, they've got your hookup, offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you've got to use my code SteveD to get those berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. We get them from my mom, my mother-in-law every year, and they absolutely love them. So here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberry, starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. This offer for my listeners only when you use my code SteveD. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Or call 866-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in SteveD. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter my code SteveD. This Mother's Day deal expires this Saturday at noon, so make sure to order right now.
The State Department has high words of praise for the Iraqi government. USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
The State Department is sending praise to the Iraqi government for the capture of a key city from the terrorist group ISIS.
That we commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner added the U.S. military's advice and training were key parts of the victory. I'm Jason Wirt.
The Secret Service says it had to bring down a drone after it flew past the president's motorcade yesterday evening in Hawaii. Members of the Secret Service quickly found the man who was operating the drone and had him landed. The man reportedly told agents he didn't know the motorcade would be passing by when he launched the drone. The Denver Broncos are going back to the playoffs. Denver secured a postseason berth with a 2017 overtime win over the Bengals on the season finale of Monday Night Football. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A dangerous rescue mission was launched to save more than a dozen miners trapped in China. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
In eastern China, state media reports